What's up, losers? How's it going?
Welcome back to the secret lives of sommeliers.
What are we doing today?
We have my family's back.
Yay, family!
So, we already know Bria and MJ, our favorite lesbians. Hey. And we've named it Carrie. This is me and Bria's mom.
Hello, I'm Carrie.
Yes, she is.
I'm the mom.
And we all pre-gamed.
He did.
A little bit.
Not enough.
Not enough.
A little.
Well, you have wine right in front of you. Okay, well, let's start with what we're drinking, because that's what we're supposed to do.
New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
Well, that's there's, like, lore about why, though. Because it's, like, a fake, yeah.
Yeah, so apparently this is... It's the same bottle as Antmore Sauvignon Blanc, which is sold all around, like, the metro area. But the distributor that sells Antmore, they were going to sell the same wine to a restaurant that was next door to a really popular restaurant, but they didn't want to have the same wine by the glass. So the distributor, like, made their own label and rebranded it. So they sell YY, and they also sell Antmore, but they're the same wine, just different labels.
Interesting.
I feel like there's a lot of stuff that happens within the wine industry that people just, like, can't fathom sometimes. Like, a lot of the wineries that the place I work at works with don't actually have their own vineyard. They just buy grapes. And then there's, like, a lot of vineyards that just grow grapes and don't actually make wine. They just sell them to winemakers. And
anyway. I love your mic stand.
I have the odd one out mic stand tonight. Anyway, you guys don't care about wine. Let's get into the lore.
People should care about the wine.
Yeah, we have, like, max, like, lore. 2 minutes of talking about wine before we lose everyone's interest.
Gotcha.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, the last time Bria and MJ were here, we promised that Jacob would try a buzz ball.
I've never had one before.
I think you should, like, try it as if you're trying a wine.
I feel like you got berry cherry limey buzz ball.
Yeah, that looks like a hangover.
Oh yeah, a lot of different flavors.
That looks like a hangover, and
you should have done penis coladas.
Penis coladas.
Penis coladas.
I would go
it's
classic.
It's woman-owned.
It is woman-owned.
It's literally a
chug. We were fucking fiends for the Buzzball baggies, like the green one. Well, specifically me and our, like, other old friend.
What's the green one?
It's like a margarita.
Just margarita. Just classic. Yeah,
honestly, the penis coladas for the win.
One time?
Have you tried the chocolate one?
No. How am I supposed to do that in this?
Give tasting notes. Do, like, an ASMR, like, a sip.
It tastes like blue Gatorade, but just spiked.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
That is a bad thing. Blue Gatorade, nasty.
Not that big of a fan. What's
take a larger sip. That's a really good question.
It's real liquor, I think.
It's vodka and
vodka and
It says premium vodka with tropical fruit juice. Okay, yeah. So this one's only vodka, but there are other ones with, like, vodka and, like, tequila, right?
Yeah.
The margarita one is vodka and tequila.
But the Oregon grocery store ones, like, don't have liquor. Because Oregon grocery stores aren't allowed to sell
that's a time. Wine.
So they have wine.
Can we talk about gas station Fireball for a second?
Oh my god, oh yeah. Dude, right. That was my shit in high school.
What do you mean? Do I want to know this?
No, this was crazy. So, in high school, do you remember, like, where, like, the area where, like, used to live? Like, in that area.
In the depths?
In the depths of Newburgh. There was, like, a neighborhood convenience store.
Oh, I know what. But that was weird. That was, like, Twilight Zone weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
And it was, like, in a house.
Was that the one you showed me? Where you were like, I would pay a homeless guy to go in and get me shit?
Oh, no, that was a different one.
Oh.
But we should talk about
that. Okay, we need to describe this a
little bit. You're talking about a gas station, right?
No.
Or someone's
house. It was like a neighborhood, like, convenience store.
Back in the day, there used to be, like, neighborhood little markets. Like, all through neighborhoods, because people primarily walked, right?
Yeah.
And
back
in the day?
Like, the 80s?
No, way back. Way before the 80s, even. But over time, those have gone away, because we have cars, we drive to grocery stores, whatever.
Oh, you're in for neighborhood markets.
I know.
That sounds so cute.
And, like, New York is like, full of them. But there's this little, in the depths of Newburgh, Oregon, This is a, like, shit-ass old neighborhood. And you go in there, there's this Twilight Zone little market there.
It's literally like a secret third thing. Like,
no, totally. Really weird.
Like, this should be on Atlas Obscura.
I'm sure I could. I could even find it.
UNESCO
like,
World Heritage.
This should be UNESCO World Heritage.
I love it.
It's weird.
It should be. Damn. So what did you do? So what the hell did you
do? So can we what describe now? The woman that worked there too?
Yes, that's how I was able to pull this off. And this is how I got vapes too in high school. Like, this is how I
Oh God. Help me. I don't want to know all this.
I can't save us all. So, you... Wait, who is this woman? Was she, like, a wood switch?
She
like,
was... What? No, she was this very, very elderly, like, small, like, Vietnamese. Like,
Vietnamese.
There you go.
Thank you.
How did you say
Vietnamese?
Vietnamese.
Anyway,
okay. We can swear on this podcast.
Oh, fuck.
So, did you make friends with this woman?
Well, yeah, I did. Okay. I befriended her. And she, every time you'd walk into the store, she'd be asleep.
No way. Literally just sleeping?
Yeah, she was just like...
That's insane.
Did you steal? Or like,
no.
Oh,
you like,
could.
I would just be like, excuse me, ma'am. And then I was just like, basically my really nice.
Wait, she could have gotten fucking robbed in her sleep.
And I'm sure she did. I'm like, she's bless her soul.
Head back like that. Like.
Yeah.
So when you walked in, there was like no bell to like warn no. that. So you just walk in, do your thing, then you'd have to walk up and wake her up.
Yeah. And that was like the lore around like high school. It was like, oh, go to her.
That was sounding a little scary. What's coming from your lungs, what? The vape?
What? Oh, it's mold. It's mold.
There's mold in our walls. Our house. So we're like probably telling.
Well, so I went with Bria once to this store, and I just remember she had this fuck ass TV, and I don't remember what she was watching, but she was like really passionate about it, and she was really trying to like get me to watch the show.
Did she speak Vietnamese or English?
She was talking to me in English.
Oh, she did not speak very
well. It wasn't like very
okay. So like, it was definitely English was her second language.
Yes, English was her second language, but like she was talking to me in English, and like we were having like a full conversation about this show, and I don't remember what the show was, but she was into it.
She was into it. She would wake up and be like at the TV.
Oh my God.
So explain.
So that's how you got your gas station Fireball?
Yeah, exactly. So in Oregon, they sold Fireball shooters. They weren't like shooters. They're like a little bit bigger, like this big. And these like fucking fishbowl-esque things.
They're always you know in mean? A fishbowl.
But I were know they exactly wine?
Yes, yeah,
they're
wine
Fireball?
Wine Fireball.
That doesn't sound right.
No, that's wrong. Yeah. Like,
wine Fireball.
How does that work?
Mm-hmm. Because it was illegal to sell liquor in anywhere in Oregon except for a liquor store.
And those were only open like 4 hours a day and like 2 days a week.
You had to like fight demons to get liquor.
And they were so expensive. Like everything there was like double of like what you would pay.
Wait, I'm joking, but they were closed a lot and they didn't have... You know, it was the prohibition time. During the prohibition.
The prohibition didn't bring about anything good. There is a very large hair in my one. I don't like it.
But there is like a hack with the Oregon laws though that I would like to expose to the world. So the way that it works is for whatever reason the law is written to where you can only charge the MSRP for alcohol. So that just means like whatever the company that's producing it like sets it as the standard rate that you have to sell it. You can only sell it at that. This doesn't apply to wine and beer. It's only liquor. So it works like against you most of the time because like Tito's could be on sale in Arizona, right? And then you could just buy it at a discount. Or like there's like a competitive capitalism, whatever. But in Oregon, it's like, let's say the MSRP is $20, whatever. I don't know. Every liquor store can only sell it for $20. They can't put it on sale.
Tea.
But this works out in, like, if you're a collector of, like, whiskeys and, like, really high-end shit, it works out in your favor because they can still only sell it for MSRP. So this bottle that, like, an Arizona liquor store would mark up to, like, $500 because it's rare, you can get it in Oregon for the MSRP, which would be, like, $70, $80, whatever. So a lot of whiskey collectors will actually travel to Oregon to buy their whiskey.
Where did you learn this?
A bartender.
Where? In Oregon?
In a speakeasy in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Well, interesting.
If you want to get Jose Cuervo, you're going to spend about $60 in Oregon.
So. That is ridiculous.
60?
Yeah. For Jose Cuervo?
Yeah. Dude,
it's a crime. Yeah.
That, you're
the
lying.
Travel costs.
It's like at least like 55, I think.
For Jose Cuervo.
You can get Patron for like 50.
It's 80 in Oregon.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. Yeah, I remember it was so fucking expensive.
Yeah, it's like double what you pay in California.
When we were there for the 4th of July and bleep name.
We should have her on the podcast.
You should totally have her on the podcast.
She would be a great guest.
She's awesome. But anyways.
She's a friend of Bruce.
So we were like, we like offered to go pick her up. Like she was an hour away. She was homeless at the time. Homeless and staying with her situationship and like dropped her cat off at her aunt's or something. Anyways, then we drove an hour away to pick her up. The only thing she had with her is a pack of Twisted Teas. And then we were drinking, like, pre-gaming for the rodeo. And then after, she was like, hey, can you Venmo me $20 for, like, the Twisted Tea? And I was like, I had one. Like, fuck no.
Well, she was a bother.
She was like, okay, valid.
She's homeless.
I know. I was like, fuck, I'm down bad too, though.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm this close.
I was like, girl, I'm next on the list of homelessness. Like, no. And she was like, okay, valid.
Wait, we have to talk about, you guys are in Arizona because you left early because of the earthquake, right?
Oh, yes, because
that didn't happen.
Well, it hasn't yet.
It's true.
Let's talk about the big one. So there was a little one.
There was a little one in San Diego. It was based just out of San Diego. They didn't really even feel it in LA, but I totally felt it in San Diego. But the next thing you know, Bria and MJ said, no, that was a four quake.
A four shock.
A four shock. A four quake.
Four quake.
A four quake. A four shock. And the big one is going to happen within like 48 hours. So they're like, fuck, we got to leave early. So we drove through the night to get here to avoid the big one.
Yeah.
It has not happened.
That didn't occur.
Yeah. But
at least we're here.
At least we had fun last night.
We did have fun last night. Wait, so everything happens for a reason.
Thing, though.
Like, what? A four shot? Oh,
four quakes?
Like, yeah, it is a thing.
Four quakes.
Well, because
coined. Term, I mean, coined. Four quake.
That's a thing, quake. Right? That's
I think it's four shock.
I think we should call it four quake.
Four
pre-game. Yeah, we need to copyright that shit.
Pre-game. I don't know. Well, no, but like, the big one that happened in Japan in 2011, the one that like blew up the nuclear reactor, there was like multiple little earthquakes before that huge one happened.
Yeah. Pre-game quakes?
Yes. Yeah.
Pre-game quakes?
That quake was scary.
Insane.
We're not doing that.
Oh, that fucking big one, like the seven.
The big one, it's been super overdue in Oregon, and that's the whole reason that I have an emergency kit in my car.
Cascadia.
No, Juan de Fuca.
Why is Cascadia, I thought? I thought all that shit was like...
It's part of the Cascadia range, though, no?
It's the Juan de Fuca fault line, which is, like, in the ocean off the coast of Oregon.
So tsunami.
Yeah, so, like, they taught us about it in school growing up in Oregon. They were like fully like the big ones coming, and so of course I had a meltdown
in high school.
She was taking emergency preparedness classes in high school. I did take an emergency. No, it was like at the local community college.
That's insane.
You enrolled in a community college course while in high school for the next like six months.
That's all we had. All we could do is
yeah, but it was
get like our earthquake kits ready, which everybody should do. But everybody should be prepared. But I'm not prepared.
Well, I do still have like all my emergency preparedness stuff in my car because I was like really into it for like a year, and then I like got re into it during COVID. So I like refreshed my emergency kit, but that was like 5 years ago. So I fear a lot of it's expired now.
What's you would survive your... a zombie apocalypse. I feel like you would like be the last human being standing.
Dude, I would starve.
Oh my god, she would be the first one dead.
Like she.
But
would...
you're such a survivalist.
I feel like I would either be the first one to die or I'd be the last one standing. Like there's no in between.
There's no in between. I feel like you're just such a survivalist.
Pounds, like,
so.
Like you and Jacob, would you be the first to go?
But yes. I have MREs.
First zombie podcasters.
But I have food. I have MREs.
What the hell is that? Those gonna last? So they last like 30 years.
Those are like
emergency meals. They use them in like the military. All you do is like add boiling water.
You have yeah. 30 years on, like, worth of MREs.
No. I had their expiration date. 30 years.
Like, no.
30
years.
Okay. Yeah.
But like on MRE TikTok. Sorry. No, she laughed. She turns to me and she goes, "Are you on MRE TikTok?" Like, no. Who is on MRE TikTok?
What the hell is that?
So, like, you're like really, really like into the slang, but like literally anything, and then TikTok following it. It's like it's like a realm.
Like TikTok I'm on like you know, astral projection TikTok. I'm on cooking TikTok.
I'm on teaching kids to read TikTok.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm on TikTok and like alcohol TikTok.
I'm on history.
Wait, but like how much of these MRE packets do you have? It's just sitting in your car.
So I have like when I did it, I was preparing for four people because like my immediate family. So now I have two roommates, so I guess I have to take care of them. Hey guys, I love you. But
no, not you don't have to take care of them. I'm not saying that you don't love them.
Okay, okay. Just
you don't have to take care of
them. No, you don't.
I will absolutely take care of my roommates, but not their boyfriends. Just
yeah, period. Oh. Period.
They can go hunt pigeons or something.
Oh, I like pigeons.
They can hunt scorpions.
Well, when we live in
very nutritious.
Yeah.
But no, so I prepared for four people, and there was enough for a month. But now I suppose I would be preparing for three people because me and my two roommates. But I have, like, a fucking stove. I have a water filter. I am prepared.
Is this in your front?
I'm proud of
your
It's in my front. And there's, like, a secret third thing of a compartment.
Wait,
like,
you have a trunk?
Yeah.
It's on a front.
I do this.
I have both.
A front and a trunk.
How much did you pay for this?
It was, like, over the span of a while, so I don't know. Probably, like, $500. But it was, like, over a while.
I don't have that.
Also, if you're watching this and there's an apocalypse, please don't try and come for me and steal my MREs.
Well, what I was going to say is when we lived in Oregon, we had a lot of pretty good Mormon friends, and I just knew that that was my solution.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
The Mormons' house.
Why do we always end up talking about
Mormons? Go to the Mormons.
They were prepared.
I went on a rant. Was it last week or the week before?
I feel like every week Mormons come up.
They come up all the time.
They're so prevalent. We talked about Mormons and ours, too, I think.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sophia,
we did.
Mormons
and
ours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did. That didn't really happen.
No, it didn't have. We told the story where she like barely slept through it.
Yeah.
Or woke up and was so fucking hungover that she didn't make it to her Mormon baptism.
Oh, wow.
But she only wanted to be Mormon so she could find a husband
that she would promptly cheat on.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of fits in with the Mormon housewives, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Mormon
Secret
housewives?
Lives of Mormon Wives.
We literally are ripping them off.
Yeah,
is this Somali?
Are we supposed to talk about this wine?
We did.
I just said it was New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. That's all you need to know.
Well, it does have notes of grapefruit.
It does. It's not as good as the one that you liked.
Your hyperfixation on grapefruit.
I feel as though it's stinky.
I do have hyperfixation on grapefruit. I do not know why.
It's stinky. Isn't it? That's what I said when we first drank it. I turned to Brian. I'm like,
it smells moldy.
Like cat pee.
Oh,
this is like a psalm thing that the people might care to know. A common tasting note among some sommeliers, but not among the general public, is cat piss.
Really?
For Sauvignon.
I mean, I don't think it's like an official.
No, it's
like,
not official, but it's something that we say.
Like, yeah, because like I think it's a chemical compound in the. It's in the wine that ends up in the final, or no, in the grapes that ends up in the final, like, product of wine. Mm-hmm. It's called pyrazines? Pyrazines? Pyrazines. P-I-E-R-Z-I-N-E-S, I think. Pyrazines. Mm. And it's the same chemical compound that makes cat pee smell like cat pee.
Eh?
Yeah.
And cat pee is not
cat
pleasant.
Stinky.
Cat pee is stinky.
I know. Well, I mean, cat pee also has, you know, a plethora of other things that make it smell...
Oh.
The way it smells. But, like, pyrazines are, one of the main...
Oh, interesting.
...factors that make it smell weird.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is a fact that I'm...
No.
Should we circle back to more Newberg lore?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the red flags party that Bria had.
I don't even know.
What does that mean, red flags party?
Yeah, explain.
Because this is like some lesbian high school shit. Oh. No, you like, have you ever heard of a White Lies party?
No.
Okay. What?
I'll be honest, I didn't party in high school. The only party
I didn't either.
I'm proud of both of you.
The only it wasn't my choice.
Oh, you know I'm incredibly proud of you for that. I made up for it and Bria did too.
Well, I'm making up for it now.
Oh. Oh, honey.
At least it's legal.
Exactly.
I actually think that both of these are like fun concepts. Like if I had a house, I'm fully almost 25 and I would still do these parties because I think they're fun.
Well, these happen
in college
too.
Yeah, they're pretty common.
White lies is you have to wear a white t-shirt and then write like a white lie on it. For example, I did one and I wrote, I'm sober.
Yeah.
And, like, I was,
that's
like,
not a white lie.
No, it is. Because
that's a big lie.
Oh.
No, I like it's like a white like
is a white lie like a lie that I don't know.
It's like a little lie.
It's like a little lie.
Wait, we should all go around and say
that's not a little lie.
We should all say like what we would write on our white lie shirt.
Oh.
Oh God.
I'm straight.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
That's a big one. Yeah.
But that's not a white lie. That's a huge lie.
I'm trying to think.
Glaring lie.
I think we're thinking about it too deep. Nobody like is like, oh, but this is like a little lie, you know?
It's just like
it's just supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
Something that's like blatantly like
so
a lie.
What is?
I'm skinny.
That's what I want to write.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, well, it's stuff like that. It's just stuff that's just like, I don't know. You're supposed to like poke fun at yourself. Like,
that is poking fun at myself. Yeah.
Wait, so what the fuck is a red flag party then? Because this
you
is
you
sounding...
write your red flag. Like,
what did you put?
What did I put?
I have
no
idea.
What did I put?
So, but I was like having such a good time just like reading people's shirts. I was dead sober at this party. I was
at the her?
Yeah, at the red flag party.
Is this the red flag party that you were referring to?
Yes. But I honestly didn't ever see any red flag. Because
she was high flying through the sky.
Flying through the sky.
Okay, let's just get back to this party.
Okay, so let me explain how it started.
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to figure out what my red flag was.
Hello. So,
she was trying to find her shirt.
What would my red flag be? Or what would everybody's red flag be, for starters?
I'm a fucking cunt.
Oh, I remember mine.
Okay.
I remember mine.
Okay.
It was, I take 1 to 2 business weeks to reply, or something like that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
and that is so true.
That is 100% like, very valid.
Anyway.
Back to
so
the story.
After Bree's freshman year, she came home, it was Christmas break, right?
Thanksgiving.
Yes. Our thing, it was somewhere in there. I think it was Christmas. It doesn't matter. And she was like, can I have a party? And me, trying to be the cool mom, I was like, yeah, absolutely. But here's some guidelines. I don't want any high school students there. I don't want, drinking's okay, but in moderation. I don't want anybody like...
throwing up.
Bombing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No bombing, no passing out.
This is foreshadowing.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
And nobody smoking pot in the house. They can smoke pot, but they have to go out on the... Or weed, okay? Like, go out on the deck. Right.
Wait, that was, like, actually such a reasonable... That one was very... Well, they're all reasonable. But they're all super reasonable. Sorry. But that was, like, ultimate diva cool mom. You're like, yeah, like, they can smoke, but just go outside.
Yeah, valid.
Yeah.
Totally valid, right? And let's just say that every one of those guidelines were...
Sorry.
I said 20 kids or under, okay? No more than 20 kids. It's just kind of like a hangout. Okay, and so then I went out with my friends that night, okay? And they had the party going on. And my friends and I decided to do edibles that night. So I'm at my good friend's house that just lived like right around the corner from my house, and just doing edibles. But I did a lot of edibles, but I didn't really realize it was too much until it was too late.
What'd you do, like?
Well, 20. Yeah, 20 milli is 20.
Yes.
Yes. I do. When I want to get, like, really
tired,
I'll take, like, a 10 milligram. And that gets me, like, to the point of feeling good and just high enough to not be, like, freaking out.
I used to take, like, 5 or, like, 3 milligrams.
The last time I had 5 milligrams, I, like, 20? Had a full-on crash.
No, because I had done 5 before and kind of just never really felt it very much.
So then you take 10.
No, I had done 20. 10. I had done 10. And I still, I was like, no. So I was like, I'm just going, like, I'm going 20.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, I paid for it later that night. Mm. Okay, so I come back later to check on how the party's going.
Is that when it hit?
No, it didn't. I still hadn't really hit, no.
Oh my God.
But my house was full, like 50 drunk ass kids. And I look around and there's so many high school students from my neighborhood, and families that I knew that were like straight, narrow Christian families. Anyway, a bunch of high school kids were there. Mm-hmm. They were all so freaking drunk. There was a kid bombing in my sink in my bathroom. There was spilled alcohol all over the garage, which had been tromped on and now walked through my house, right? Yes.
I don't think the garage was ever
drunk ass girl, like noodle girl. Stand up straight.
No bones.
I literally look at my daughter and I looked at her eyes. She had soulless eyes. You know, so drunk that there's not even this soul has left. Right?
The lights are on, no one's home.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I looked at her and I'm like, she's going to be no help because she's soulless eye drunk. Right? And
yeah.
And I was like, fuck. And I started just saying, well, then I went and I talked to my back with my friend group and they were like, oh, well, we'll go help you. This one, one neighborhood lady, whatever, doesn't even matter. She was like, we need to make sure that they all can get home safely. I'm like, fuck that. They are getting the fuck out of my house. Like, I want all of them out.
Yeah, private property.
I don't really care. That is not my problem. Yeah. You know? It's their problem or their parents' problem. Not my problem. So I get back home
not
and
my
I'm
people,
like
not my problem.
I'm like, everybody needs to get the fuck out now. I said it nice at first like that. Yeah. And then later, when they were literally not leaving, I was just like, get the fuck out now!
Wait, and you weren't high at this time? It hadn't hit?
It hadn't really hit, no. Oh,
okay.
It hadn't really hit. Maybe a little bit at that point.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. And so they all kind of start to scatter a little bit. There were some responsible boys there that were like, we'll help clean up and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that was nice. Yeah. That was nice. And then comes, and he starts just drinking the beer.
It was like my mom's best friend's husband.
Yes.
Oh.
Great friends. Great friends, right?
I was like, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So then I go up to Bria's room, okay, just to check, because by then she had, like, vacated to her room. And she had a bottle of tequila, and she was still, I mean, she was soulless, I just drunk. And I snatched away from her, and I went and hit it. And still today, she's like, you owe me money for that." I'm like, "Hell no!"
You're like, "You owe me money because you destroyed my garage floor."
Okay, so then
I didn't
noodle girl.
No, that wasn't Bria's fault.
A lot of this was not my fault.
Okay, well, wait, hold on.
A lot of this was not my fault.
All of it was your fault. Okay,
I invited 20 people, and I think like my address started getting sent around.
Okay.
So then
Noodle Girl?
No, this isn't your fault. That's valid.
So then Noodle Girl, who couldn't even stand up. She was so drunk. We'll just call her Noodle Girl.
I love Noodle Girl.
I was like, she needs to get the fuck out of my house. She's not spending the night here. All I could envision is her vomiting, like, all over the place. Ugh. Vom fest, right? Mm-hmm. I wanted her gone. I didn't want to be responsible for her. So I'm like, she needs to get the fuck out of the house. Meanwhile, I'm finding stragglers. I go to the bathroom upstairs. There were some people there. I'm like, what part of get out of my house don't you understand?
Yeah.
Right? And, okay, so back to Noodle Girl. I'm like, she needs to go. The next thing I notice is six guys carrying her out of the house. I was like, stop, never mind, she can stay. Because I can't let six dudes carry out a incapacitated noodle girl. Okay. Yeah, you can't do that. So then she's back there, and then I'm asking everybody who's still was at my house, do you, anybody know her mom's phone number, her parents' phone number, because they need to come get her. Luckily, somebody did. They called mom. Mom came and got noodle girl. And then her mom comes, and she's kind of, like, looking at me, like, all apologetically. I'm like, don't worry. I've been right there with my daughter. So.
Wait, good. But can we talk about how, like, new girl mom kind of slayed for that? Because there's another reality where she would come in and be, like, mad at you for letting this happen.
Oh,
you
true.
Know what I mean? But she was just like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, totally. Last but not least, then Bria's friend from college shows up with her friends. And just about that point, it hit me. Like, the 20 milligrams hit me.
So what happened, though?
Okay.
When it hit.
So I was sitting out in the garage talking to the friends, and I was in a, yes, I don't know how I ended up in a wheelchair, but
wheelchair in the garage, just rolling around like, woo!
I said to her friends, I'm like, on top of all this shit, I'm fucking high as fuck. And they just laughed and, yeah.
Wait, this was Bria's friends, not your
Bria's
friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Burke Walls.
Okay. Well, love that you threw this party and then disappeared into your room.
Exactly.
The fuck?
Totally. Chaos ensued. I was like, fuck this. Goodbye.
Totally. Like, just... But I
you took over.
I took over.
You took over. Yeah.
I took over unwillingly. Yeah. I didn't want to.
Like,
but.
We're missing out on about this is that I also did not know a lot of the people that ended up showing up. I didn't know a lot of them. Like, I was like, who the fuck are you? Like,
that was not what. To me, it's like if I know them, if I know these kids, and I have a relationship with them, I'm okay with that. But this.
Did you know most of them though?
No.
Is it really?
Well, no.
I knew most of them, but
you're a teacher, right?
I'm a teacher, but I was not teaching in that area at the time.
That's scary as fuck.
Not at all.
So in Oregon, the way parties would happen is like, you get an address, you know? Like, I didn't do this as like a flyer party.
Yeah.
It wasn't open invite. Like, it just wasn't. Like, I remember specifically I invited like 15 people and I was like.
Well, you posted something on your private story, I remember, but it was like a private story.
It was a private story. And then I was like, let me know if you want to join. Let me know if you want to bring anyone so I can approve. And then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
At some point in the night, my address got sent to like a bunch of high schoolers.
I might have to say that something similar happened to me in high school. And the police ended up being called. And I don't think I ever told you that story.
Wait, didn't your grandpa show up?
Yes, and my grandpa showed up later.
That's my grandpa.
And I was drunk AF. And my grandpa's like, are you okay? You're acting strange. I'm like, I'm fine, grandpa. I'm just upset about the party. But it was a destructive party and not good.
Damn.
Please call. Yuck. And my grandpa.
I do have like something to say though, because I wasn't alive in the 80s, but I'll watch 80s movies and they're having house parties and people are just like breaking shit for no reason.
That happened at that party.
That does not happen anymore.
Nor should it.
Like, yes,
except for
when it comes to people like me.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a frat. A frat is different.
Well, okay, at one of the frats, I'm not going to say where because they'll come hunt me down and like send me a Venmo request, but I ripped a light bulb out of its socket. At this place.
Why?
You ripped it?
Because I was fucking drunk as fuck and I felt like it. I literally, like, the light bulb was like hanging out of the wall and I ripped it out of the socket. I don't know.
The video is literally the craziest.
It's insane because you could see me rip it out of the socket.
Light bulb screw though.
Yeah.
No, I ripped the wires out and then, like, you could see a shock.
And then the video cuts off.
Like, so I can show you guys the video after. You can attach the video at,
What video, though? Who was videoing this?
Me. You? Oh, you were videoing it?
I think so.
Oh, hell.
I think two different people were videoing it at the same time.
I think I got the better one. I got the one that, like, cut off right at, like, the perfect
community. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It just went boom and then cut off.
So it's like, you don't know what happened. Yeah, but yeah. I'm one of those people. I'm sorry.
I'm also, but I've done my, horrific things now.
My days are done. My days are done.
But okay, that was fresh from like at frat parties. Like, these movies from the 80s are like at like parents people's home. Parents.
No, homes. Totally. That
like, why would you just break somebody's mom's vase?
Yeah. No, that's it's true. It did happen. It totally happened. But can I just wrap up that evening of the red flag party?
Yeah, but then you need to circle back to your party when your grandpa showed up.
Okay. So let me just say that. Then I had to poop. So I went to the bathroom.
Wait, at the red flag party, right?
Yeah, but you this is when I pretty much love. Got most of the people gone.
You forgot the confessing.
And I was like, damn, I gotta poop. So,
dude, pooing when you're an eye is like the worst
was
experience.
It was terrible. It was horrible. I was sitting, like, pushing, like, nothing was happening, okay? And I was pretty sure I was in there for 2 or 3 hours.
Like, but it was like 5 minutes, probably.
Probably or less. And finally, I was like, "Fucking, I can't poo! I can't poo!" And I was like, "It's so late now." And then I was like, "I just need to sleep." And I laid down, and that's when the real hell began, because I could not figure out like the layout of the house in my head. I was pretty sure I was back in my California house, and I was trying to figure out the layout of that. And I was just pure, like, misery.
You were really scared.
I was really scared.
One time, Bria called me. She was in the neighbor's house. I was somewhere else. She FaceTimes me, and she's like, "Sage, I'm so high, and I'm in my room right now, and I need to take a shower, and I can't remember how to get there."
When was this?
It was, like, I think you were working at Soulful Boston. Exactly. And I was like, "Bitch, do you need me to, like, draw you a map?"
I remember this.
Because keep in mind, her room is literally the next door over.
It's right next to the bathroom.
You walk out your door, you
like,
go in.
Immediately
walk out, turn left.
Thank you.
And then I was like, I believe in you, like, you've got this. And then she FaceTimed me back, like, 20 minutes later, and she was like, "I took a shower, like, all is well."
And you
are. Yeah, it's scary that you can't figure out things. Well, I have not done edibles since. That scared the edibles out of me.
Sorry, I also had an edibles experience that was so bad, like, I can't even talk about it. But I will say that I peed my pants in front of, like, 5 people.
Like, down your leg, pee?
Well, no,
while you were high?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I dropped trout and peed right in the middle of the floor when I was in high school, and then proceeded to pass out in it. I told you that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you got home from, like, partying, and you were really drunk, and you just, like, peed?
Well, I was laying in bed. You know, you can't remember a whole lot. It was not laying there thinking I had to pee.
Out.
But I was like, I'm not going to go to the bathroom. That's so many steps. And so I just, like, pissed right there.
Like, in a bag or nothing? Like, not even in a bag?
Carpet.
Dude, that has happened to both my freshman year roommate and our
that's
friend.
That's one of the depths.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
This is crazy.
What? You've never what?
Done any of this.
Oh, I haven't dropped squat either. We have a friend that
shit on somebody's yard.
Yeah, so she has shit in someone's yard.
I've never done any of this.
She shit in someone's yard and didn't pick it up and didn't clean it up, and then they found it and she had to admit it, and they posted on, like, yak about it.
You shat in someone's
yard. No, we had a friend. We have a former friend that did that.
Oh, okay. Because you were just like, "I've never done any of this." And I was like, "But you've shat in someone's yard." I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. No, so she did that. She's pissed, like, on her floor. But
she
also,
the same thing that you did.
Did
she pass out in it then?
I don't know.
Probably.
Woke up.
But my freshman year roommate did the same thing.
Well, I'm just, like, on the floor with my pants down, and there's pee there.
That's okay.
So sorry, well, Mom.
But also, she this girl.
Okay, let's die.
We didn't have a dog that pissed on the floor a lot, so that was easy to blame him.
We have another really good story. Yeah, we're really talking shit at this point.
Yeah. Well, fuck it.
That's a little.
Yeah. So the same girl has also. Okay, this was such an anomaly our freshman year, because our friends lived in, like, the same hallway, and we were the only two that didn't live in the building, so we would always come to, like, visit. or go to their dorms all the time since they all lived in the same hallway.
Yeah.
And one day there's just a fucking huge pile of throw up in the hallway.
Oh,
and then we like walk God. In and we're like, hey, like, did you guys see the huge pile of throw up yeah. in the hallway, like with the chair over it?
Like, hey. I can smell this hallway right now.
And no, it was disgusting. And then they're like, all of our friends are like, that's fucking disgusting. Like, who would do that? What a freak. And they put a chair over it, too. Like, a week later, it finally gets cleaned up. It's been, well, not a week. It was probably, like, 3 days that it had been there. Because their RA was like, someone needs to fucking claim this throw-up so that you can get fined for the cleanup fees before it spreads to your entire floor. And they all have to pay for your fucking mistake. Like, a week or, like, a few weeks later, our friend is like, yeah, guys, that was me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was just really embarrassed and I left it there. You fucking vomited, like, you were two steps from the bathroom.
Oh.
And you vomited all over the carpet, and then you're like, huh, let me put a chair over it.
It'll stay hidden under there. Nobody will know.
We put a chair over it. That'll do it. In the middle of the hallway, a chair.
No.
Oh my God, should we? This is like a pipeline to
Chilla girl.
Yes.
Oh.
There was also a girl in my hallway freshman year who
had a chinchilla.
She had a chinchilla, yes, but
wait, you're allowed to have a chinchilla?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Well, she like basically animal abused like, it, but I'll get to that in a second.
Why? Okay.
She like pissed in her trash can, left it in her room for a week. So, like, mind you, her roommate's like, damn, what is this fucking smell? And then she's like, instead of, mind you, she was the first room in the hallway, so the trash can was, dare I say, 3 or 4 steps from her door.
Oh.
8 steps total to the room and back.
Yeah.
To the trash can. Anyways, instead of throwing away her piss bag, her piss trash can, she decides to put it into the hallway.
Just the whole trash can?
The
out?
Whole trash can, yeah, it's just sitting in the hallway with piss in it. With piss in the trash can, yeah. So
that's disgusting.
So then I'm walking through my hallway. Obviously, everyone has to walk past her door because she's the first fucking room you walk past. And every time I walk in, like, to my room, I'm like, God, fuck, like, what is that fucking smell? It was just stale piss. It wasn't just...
Piss gets stinkier and stinkier.
It wasn't just piss. It was stale piss.
Yes.
And that's even worse. It was disgusting. It was a biohazard. Like, it was disgusting.
I fucking hate LMU, because the craziest part is like, that is not the first time I've heard of that
And
happening.
So many people piss in their trash cans.
Like, it's freshman year.
I thought about it, but I never did.
People just, like, openly piss in their trash cans.
Community bathrooms? Do you have your own bathrooms in your...
No, it was communal. Yeah,
it was communal.
My husband Peter, he went to
Stan Peter. We love him.
Peter went to U of A, and his dorm room his first year was underneath the stadium, the bench, the bleachers.
What?
And on football nights, his closet would leak whatever was being spilled on the bleachers. But worst thing is, they did have a communal bathroom, but whatever, no problem. But the showers were open. There was no, like, enclosure.
Oh,
and then there was just, well, there was a circular.
They didn't have stalls on the toilet doors.
No,
either.
There was a circular urinal with nothing around it, and then toilets just lined up. And the publicly shit.
Publicly shit. Piss and shower.
Yes. I wouldn't shit.
I would drop out.
I'd be done shit.
No, at that point, a trash can is valid and put it in your leaky closet and just fucking let it rip. That's the only option at that point.
Yes.
Wait, what are you paying tuition for? It's like, put a fucking door.
No, he was on scholarship, like, free living scholarship.
That's not worth it.
Not worth
the
it.
The free, yeah, that's no, crazy. I would
drop out, like, immediately. Done. Well, Peter is very non-particular, and I think it stems from the fact he was the youngest of 6. Okay, number
He's
one.
He's very resilient.
He is.
He so
and
is.
Then number two, his freshman year living situation.
He had to adapt.
Yeah.
When he moved in,
he was learned.
His bunk bed was kind of like pushed in the middle of the room, you know? for some reason. I don't know. Like, okay. But they never pushed it up against, like, they just left it there. And it's like,
what? And he only ate canned fruit.
Oh, yeah. You have a canned fruit for breakfast? Like, a half of a canned fruit?
No hard-boiled egg?
No. And exactly. No, he just has a hard-boiled egg. And then the second half for, like, lunch. So, breakfast and lunch. A can of sweetened fruit.
And then for dinner, that him and his friends just found, like, all-you-can-eat buffets.
Yeah, they would go from buffet to buffet.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a great idea.
Fucking Golden Corral.
All through the week. Yeah.
Can we circle back? Because the piss in the hallway story reminded me of grime bottle.
Oh, I had a grime bottle in college, too. Tell me about your grime
bottle. Oh, wait, was it a grime
bottle? Wait, what's grime bottle?
Disgusting.
Oh, I remember. Tell us.
Yeah, what do you mean you had a grime bottle?
I'll tell you that in a minute. First of all,
what's grime bottle? What does that mean?
A
what's
bottle the of grime.
Okay, Brandon, tell grime bottle.
I don't know what that is.
You have to start from the beginning.
Okay, so my freshman year roommate, who also had similar experiences regarding getting too drunk and pissing on the carpet. Not in my dorm.
It seems you guys have many a shared experience.
What was that?
A grime bottle is something, that a bottle that you like...
No, it's so much worse.
It's not quite as bad.
It is.
It's worse.
Yeah, it's worse.
It's worse.
Anyways, she was also like a... chronic stoner, like wake and bake, come back from class.
Not just wake and bake, she would do chops, which is tobacco mixed with weed.
Smoking
at fucking 8 in the morning, she'd be fucking ripping that shit in her mega bone.
I would roll over at 8 in the morning and she'd be ripping, like, what do you call it?
Chops.
And like,
so that's tobacco and weed?
Yeah, like out of a bong and taking shots straight out of the bottle at 8 in the morning.
And then blowing it out of her fucking, like, her, like, thing that makes it not smell, even though she's fucking ripping it in the room and it was rake as fuck.
Dude, that room was disgusting.
That room was disgusting. What? And then she's like popping Xanax.
Like shots, like out of the bottle. And then I was like,
and then she was texting you being like, Brandon's the crazy one.
No, it was crazy. No, I'd be like, damn, it's 7 a.m. And then I'd just roll over and fall back asleep. All
right. That girl has so many crazy stories. My friend is talking to her right now, like, about a date, her. And I'm like,
is she a lesbian?
No.
A guy friend.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, like, explain grime bottle, though.
Anyways.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We've strayed too far, like, chronic smoker, basically, or drug user, whatever.
Do you think she's still doing all that?
No, I don't think so.
I can't tell because I know her now, like, because we worked on special games together, and she, like, literally was, like, the coordinator of special games this year. I know.
What special games?
It's like an Olympic-style event for people with special needs in L.A.
Yeah.
Paralympics?
No, it's like, it's special games. It's like, that's the name of it, and it's held at my school.
Oh. Yeah. So it's like with people with Down syndrome and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's any, so we have the blind and the deaf.
Why do they call it special games, though? That sounds like patronizing.
So I think they call it special games because it's special to these people as well. Because it's been called that since they've been doing it for 30 years.
Special Olympics. You know, the Special Olympics is for
the Paralympics. Yeah.
Is that what they call it? Paralympics.
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. I don't know why they call it that, and I don't know if they'd be willing to change it because
either way,
it's been for well over 30 years, and they fucking love it.
Regardless, like what it's called, like who cares? That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's a fucking hoot too. Like I love it every year. It's so much fun.
So what's a grime bottle?
Exactly. We got so. How did we get from grime bottle to special games?
Oh,
okay.
Either or.
Anyways, so she would have this bottle, like, I think it was a Powerade bottle.
See-through?
It was.
Yeah, see-through, fully.
Oh,
fully.
God.
It was disgusting. I hated it.
Wait, but, like, what was in it?
So,
no, we weren't getting there.
A lot of bong water, for one. Spit from...
her chops.
Her chops, so, like, when you take a chop, you have to spit.
Why?
Tobacco.
It's like spitting tobacco.
Like, chew.
Wait, Wait, but yeah. Like if you're hitting a bong though, it's not going
anywhere. I don't know.
I've never
smoked a chop.
I mean, like I know people that like when they hit like joints, they spit after hitting it. But nothing comes out of a joint though. So like, why are you spitting?
Yeah, exactly. It's so weird.
I'm nothing comes out of nothing comes out of a bong.
Yeah, unless you're like really fucking up somehow.
Or if you're,
she defo was.
But like, how is it coming out? Anyways.
Yeah, I don't know, but so,
the logistics don't matter.
And then like she would take out, she would smoke cigarettes and joints in the room and put them in the grime bottle. To like cut them out.
So it was a way to like conceal.
Yeah, like every like paraphernalia, including saliva. And then so for Halloween weekend that year, I had my friend.
Oh, that's right.
Come and stay the weekend.
This is a horrifying story.
Party with us.
Wait.
Yeah. And
stop. Did someone drink from the grand bottle?
But like it was also in a time of such despair because she
How do you not know?
It was dark.
That water must have been darker than the room that you were in.
So it was after like hitting like the frats, I don't know, like freshman year frats, like we are just getting blacked the fuck out. And at the time, me and my roommate had bean bags and people could sleep on, like they were huge bean bags and people would come and sleep on them.
Love sacks.
Not sponsored.
Anyway, so we were like, okay, yeah, you can sleep on the bean bags. And then she woke up, you know, like after a night of heavy drinking, you wake up at like 3 or like 4 a.m. and you're like parched and thirsty. And she reaches for the first form of liquid that she sees.
And then what?
It was the grime bottle.
I'm pretty sure she ran in the bathroom to throw up.
And then she died.
No, there's some other
thing. No, there's one more thing and then we need to
Your grime bottle story.
So my grime bottle just consists of
I don't even want to go there.
Please, gross. We need it.
Tell us your grime bottle.
You have to.
And when was this?
This was like my sophomore year of college. But it was, in order to afford to live in San Diego, we had to live, unlike you people in LA who get your own rooms, okay?
I don't have my own room anymore.
Anywho, we had four girls to a room. And I literally slept on a fold-up, basically, pad. Okay? It was just like this fold-up. It was like cushions, basically. It was cushions. And then I would just lay out at night and whatever. But we were, like, sick the entire time, right?
Ugh. With
frat flu.
That's like us right now.
Yeah, cough. Well, that's what they call it.
It's just like when you get kind of sick from, like, partying too much.
That was our constant state, is, like, flimmage.
And disgusting, like, frat houses.
Yeah.
Like, biohazardous frat house.
Lung phlegm. And we couldn't really afford a lot of Kleenex. I mean, it was that dire.
It was, like, that down
bad.
A snot bottle?
So you would just blow your nose into a bottle?
At that point, I would just steal a roll of toilet paper from the library.
Spit. I refuse to swallow that shit. That's gross.
Have you ever heard of like a sink?
Yes.
I'm not going to wake up all night long to spit. And
that's valid. I wouldn't fucking move. That's why I just swallow that shit. I'll be like,
I can't.
It's like, fuck it. What? It was produced in my body.
No.
It can die in my body.
I could not agree more with MJ.
I disagree.
I feel validated.
It just comes back up, though.
No. Yes. It gets digested.
Oh, God, no. It's all so gross. Anyway, yeah.
Did anyone ever drink your grime bottle?
No. Grime bottle. Then.
But grime bottle survived. All of us kind
of have our own grime bottle.
I thought you were talking about us as a collective. I do not. I can afford Kleenex now. Okay.
Who started the grime bottle like rite of passage though? Who was like, I have a really good idea and like we should all implement it.
Wait, but did you guys
have water bottles? In bottle.
Because I thought
we didn't really have water bottles then, so I don't remember what we're spitting into, to be honest with you. I mean, it could have been like a soda bottle or something.
Okay. Because I think that water bottles were invented like after 9/11.
Yeah.
What?
Dude, water bottles were not a thing in my youth.
Nalgene bottles? How?
Water bottles, like this.
Oh, okay.
So but what? Like, what did you have?
What did
how
you have?
To consume water?
What did you get? Yeah.
Like, what was the grand
drinking? Bottle? Drinking fountains. So we didn't carry did water not... around with us all
even,
the time.
Even like, really?
Yes.
I have something to say.
Like, I cannot leave home without a water bottle or you know, or a hydro flask.
Wait, this is giving
me
a life crisis. I do have a theory that people do not need to drink as much water as we drink now.
Because, I need water.
Well, it's fine. Like, if you feel like you need that, like, drink water. Hell yeah.
Especially, here you fucking do.
And especially in Arizona. But,
like, here you do.
You, no, if you talk to people in Europe and you say you need to drink, like, 8 glasses of water a day, they're like, what the fuck? Like, no, you don't.
Yeah,
like,
they're consuming.
How many Europeans have you talked to about this?
Because they're consuming the rest of their water through their alcohol.
Well, hell yeah.
That's why they don't need 8 glasses of water a day.
Well, the way I'm trying to say
is... they get it in other sources.
But also, think about, like, history. And just, like, you maybe wouldn't have been able to, like, procure 8 glasses of water a day. It's going to be fine.
That's because in biblical times, they consumed it through wine.
They drink beer, too.
Yeah.
And that's... They go whatever, to the river it doesn't matter, like, what the reason is. Like, I think that what I'm getting to the point is that I think that the plastic water bottle industry...
Everyone laughing at you right now.
The point is that, like, I think that the plastic water bottle industry invented this construct that we, like, needed to drink 8 glasses of water a day.
You know, the whole water... You could do a thing on just water bottles because, I'll tell you what, like, in places like third world countries, dude, they all drink bottled water. Like, Thailand, that's all they drink. And so can you imagine
Sorry, I'm from White Lotus. I'm sorry. When I heard Thailand, I was White Lotus theme. I'm sorry.
Dude, that was disturbing. This current White Lotus.
It's disturbing.
Did you watch the current White Lotus?
I haven't, but if you want to see disturbing, you need to watch Adolescence.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah.
Disturbing.
You have
to watch it. I will. It'll you have fuck to watch you it. Up. Like, it's really
that,
scary.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, we were fucked up after it.
Jamie, that little child actor is such a good actor.
That's really? His first role ever.
Wow.
Jamie has a
future. Good for him. Yeah.
Jamie has a future. Set for fucking life.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to watch that.
That really shit was insane.
We have to leave soon.
Because we're broke.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
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 Buenas noches, mi gente.